可福音第九章三十到三十七，我们一起念。
Verse 30, they left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were.
他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣不愿意人知道。
Because he was teaching his disciples, he said to them, The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise.
于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，他被杀以后，过三天他要复活。
We can learn that discipleship turned out a very secret mission.
我们这里好像学到这个做门徒好像是一个秘密的任务一样。
They are hiding. There must be some kind of mystery there.
所以这些人都好像耶稣在暗地里教他们哈，这好像有点神秘性。
So we need to learn that this discipleship is in a very intimate circle.
所以我们要学到一件事，就是所谓的门徒训练是一个非常亲密的一个小圈子。
And Jesus said to them.I'm going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill me, and after 3 days, I will rise.
因为耶稣这里告诉他们说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天他要复活。
If you still remember, this was the second time Jesus ever proclaimed to them or prophesied to them about his death and resurrection.
如果各位还记得的话，这是耶稣第二次，对他自己要被杀，三天后又复活所做的预言。
You may remember the very first time Jesus ever told them this prophecy, someone respond in a very, very dramatic way.
如果各位还记得的话，当耶稣第一次提这个钉十字架三天复活的事情的时候，有一位门徒他的反应是非常的戏剧化。
That was Peter. He pulled Jesus aside and started to rebuke Jesus.
那位门徒就是彼得，他把耶稣拉到一边去，然后就开始有点像责备性的来劝耶稣。
And let's go to verse 32. But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it.
32节，门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。
So the very first time Peter responded that way, but the second time when Jesus told them again the same content, they did not understand what that meant.
所以我们记得第一次他们的反应非常的剧烈哈，那第二次他们还是不明白这个话。
And they were afraid to ask him any question about it.
然后不明白又不敢去问。
Because I believe the very first time when Jesus proclaimed that, and because of Peter's response, the disciple kind of pretty much drawn to Peter's response instead of what Jesus said.
So 我的看法是认为，就是当第一次的时候，这个门徒其实他们就好像比较在站在这个彼得那边的，而不是完全那个明白耶稣的他讲话的意思。
So the message Jesus told them just passed away quickly.
所以耶稣讲的话就好像耳边风一样，讲过就没了。
But the second time, they start to think about, but they didn't understand.
那第二次再讲的时候，他们就开始有点领悟，会想了，但是他们又不敢去问，不明白又不敢去问。
Because it doesn't match the career or the whatever business Jesus was involved.Becoming more and more growing, but why this very person talking about his death?
Because they feel like this is with the business of his career, like not compatible. He is in a day-to-day situation. How can he suddenly mention this problem of dying?
Maybe we run into that same situation before.
I think all of us have had a similar experience.
Someone that you respect them highly.
有一位你非常尊敬的人物
，almost that person impression to you is perfect。
然后这个人在你的心目中就是一个完美的形象。
But just one incident or one issue that brought out that doesn't match that person's image to you.
然后就有这么一件事情，好像对你来说不能够这个 match 这个人在你心目中的这个形象。
And you dare not to break that image because you take that image so precious.
但是因为这个形象对你来说是太宝贵了，所以你不想破坏这个完美的形象。
And you're so much afraid that once you bring up any question, maybe crack or collapse the whole image that you take it so preciously.
然后你就怕，你如果真的把这个疑问提出来，你就把这个完美的形象，或者是完全的损坏，或者它就有了裂痕。
Sometimes parents do that too because they got good kids.
啊，有时候父母的心也经过类似的。
Because they got good kids.
因为他们有很所谓的很优秀、很完美的儿女。
So maybe some people came to whisper around you and say, "Hey, your kids got this problem."
那如果有个人在你耳边跟你讲说，哦，你的孩子有这样的缺点。
Oh, you just don't want to believe that.
你就是充耳不闻了，你就不愿意相信。
Because if you are worried that if I trace that, maybe I find more problem.
你的心里其实有一种恐惧哈，我如果从这点开始去追的话，很可能我会追出很多的问题。
So they are afraid to ask about this to Jesus.
所以门徒同样的，他们也就是不敢去问。
Let's go to verse 33. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?"
他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说：“你们在路上议论的是什么？”
But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest.
门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。
Would that situation rather similar to ours?
那这个情况是不是跟我们有很多类似的情况呢？
If I say, let's take a break for 5 minutes.
我现在是说，我们现在休息五分钟。
Then I walk away, then I can find this whole congregation will turn out like a market.
我一走出去以后，我相信我们这边将会变成菜市场。
Everybody talking.
每一个人就开始讲话了。
Chit chat.
开始讲话。
Gossip.Whatever.
然后就讲一些反正就是上天入海的话都讲啊。
And everybody regarded 5 minutes too short for this kind of a situation.
但还觉得五分钟不够瘾哈，不够长。
But if I start to invite one person stand up and pray for the whole church.
如果我开始邀请一个人为整个教会祷告。
If that person can pray for 30 seconds, that is a great prayer.
如果这个人能够祷告能够维持30秒的话，这就是一个很了不起的祷告。
I hardly hear any person pray more than 5 minutes.
我从来没有听过人祷告有超过五分钟的，很少。
See, this is the same situation. Jesus told them a very, very significant issue about his death and resurrection.
这就类似这情况，跟我们现在的情况都很像的。耶稣讲了一个非常重要的一个问题，就是他受死在复活的事情。
They just put it aside.
他们呢就把这件事大事就摆在一边。
But they are more interested about who is the greatest.
但是他们对谁中间可以做老大，他们更有兴趣。
It's a long trip, all the way to Capernaum.
那我们知道到加百农这个旅途还蛮长的。
But they never get tired talking about who is the greatest.
但他们最有兴趣的一个问题话题就是谁要做我们中间的老大。
And today's message is the attitude. I may misspell in the bulletin, not altitude, okay? The attitude for ministry.
今天我主要讲的重点就是侍奉的态度。
Because the attitude is so important. If that is right, then you are walking in the right path.
因为我们这个侍奉态度实在太重要了。如果是对的话，你走的路就是正的。
See,These disciples followed Jesus for more than 2 years.
那我们在这里，这些门徒跟随耶稣已经有2年之久了。
Day and night.
白天晚上都跟的。
24/7.
Okay, 24小时，一个礼拜7天，24小时的。
They are somehow sincere.
他们也不能说他们不诚恳。
They invested their whole life into the ministry.
因为他们已经把他的所有的一生所有的东西都已经奉献在这个侍奉中了。
So it's natural, it's normal that if I pay, I invest, I want to get the reward.
所以这是一个很自然的哈。我既然已经投资这么多的全部的东西的，我当然是要有一些回报酬报。
Therefore, they ask about who is the greatest.
所以他们就会争说谁是里面的做王的做大的。
Look at this whole world, this value system of this world.
我们看一下我们世间的这些所谓的价值观，其实也是如此。
Actually, everybody tried to climb to the top of the ladder.
每一个人都想着踏在梯子的最高头。
Because once I get the higher, then I get the more power.
因为当我在上面的时候，我的权力就会更大。
My voice will be heard.
我讲的话，别人都会听。
And I can get more convenience.
然后我的形式就会方便了很许多。
I got more influence.
我的影响力就会很大。
With lots of glory and prestige.
哦，一切的荣耀，一切的好东西。
This is so natural to us.
对我们来说是非常自然的一件事情。
And therefore, if follow this path, then argument, complaint, confrontation will follow.
如果我们照着这样一个道路走下去的话，我们就知道我们的争论，然后争执，很多问题都会出来了。
There will be a lot of competition among the group.
然后在这个团体中就会有很多很多的纠纷争论。
So whatever Jesus talk about his death and resurrection, that is minor issue.
然后耶稣所要强调的受死三天复活变成一个次要的问题。
Whether I can be the greatest, that is the most important issue.
反而是我要做老大变成一个最重要的问题。
Even this long journey, they keep on talking about this issue and never get tired.
然后我们知道在这个长长的旅途中，他们谈论的就是讲这件事情，永远是不会嫌够的。
Okay, let's go to verse 35. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, If anyone wants to be the first,He must be the very last and the servant of all.
耶稣三十五节，耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来说：若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。
He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them.
于是领过一个小孩子来，叫他站在门徒中间，又抱起他来对他们说。
See, after the third year's ministry, the focus for Jesus is discipleship.
我们知道在第三年的这个门徒训练当中的话，耶稣的重点是在门徒的身上。
Because after one year, he will be leaving them.And his ministry will hand it over to them. And see, nowadays, because of these 11 disciples, the church built worldwide.
那我们知道，再过一年的时间以后，耶稣就要升天了，就要离开了，就要把这个棒子交给这十一个门徒，然后这些门徒就要把耶稣把福音发扬光大，传到世界各处。
That means the ministry responsibility will fall upon those 11 disciples.
就是这些传播福音的大任就会落在这十一个门徒的肩膀上。
Let's think about 2,000 years. This ministry continue and grow till today. If the very beginning, the attitude, the direction is not correct, this ministry can be vanished at any time.
我们知道这个传授福音的大业啊，是要经过2000年来的一种千秋大业哈。如果当初的这个起点不对的话，那就是一个很大的问题。
Especially the young people here, I need to tell you, this is extremely important.
特别是我们今天在座的一些年轻的朋友、弟兄姐妹们，这是非常非常的重要起步。
Especially you were led to follow Jesus.
你要被带领去。跟随耶稣。
Those disciples arguing who was the greatest, but Jesus learned that this gonna happen after he leave them.
然后当这些门徒在争说我们里面谁伟大的时候，耶稣其实告诉他们说，这些都是不重要的，这些是在我身后之事，我要离开以后的事情。
So when Jesus entered the room and sitting down, and he started to tell them, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
所以耶稣坐下来就把他们叫来，就跟他们说，如果有人要做首的，他必做众人幕后的，做众人的用人。
Whenever Jesus preaching, he sit down.
哦，当耶稣一开始讲道的时候，耶稣就会坐下来。
And he sits, but all the disciples actually stood up and listened.
那我们知道，那耶稣坐下，那个门徒是站着的。
And what he said, actually, you need to learn that he said, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
这里我们再看耶稣讲说，若有人愿意做首先的，必做众人幕后的，做众人的用人。
As a matter of fact, he encouraged each one of them to be the greatest.
其实这里耶稣是鼓励他们每一个人都做一个最伟大的。
But his principle is different from this world.
但是我们知道耶稣的原则是跟这个世上的原则是完全不一样的。
It's pretty much like Jesus said, I encourage you to be the greatest.
就好像是有人耶稣就说，哦，我希望你能够做大，做最好的，最伟大的。
But to be the greatest, this is the way. You need to be the first, and you must be the very last, and you need to be the servant of all.
然后耶稣就说，你要做老大，是不是？你就得做最后的，而且是做众人的用人。
The first to serve, the last to be served.
第一个去侍奉别人，最后才是轮到你被别人侍奉。
The first to love, and the last to be loved.
第一个去先去关爱别人，自己是最后才是被关爱的对象。
The first to comfort, but the last to be comforted.
第一个去安慰别人，自己是最后被安慰的。
Who is the first one cook in your family?
我想问一个问题哈，你们各位，你们家里是哪一个人是经常是做第一个抢去做饭的？
And who is the last one to clean up all the mess in the kitchen?
那谁是事后这个把这个厨房的锅碗瓢都清洗干净的？
Would you like to be that one?
你愿意做这样一个人吗？
And that one is the greatest in your family.
哦，那个人就是你们家的老大。
Now you can recognize who is who.
所以你们看看啊，你们家里老大是谁哈。
So why Jesus encouraged us to be the greatest?
为什么耶稣要鼓励我们做最大，做最老大？
Because our God is the greatest.
因为我们的神就是最大的。
And he served the first and to be the last.
然后他就是自己来先侍奉别人，最后才是被人侍奉。
He became the servant of all.
他这个道成肉身，成为我们众人的仆人。
And he tried to illustrate a very simple act to reveal the truth.
然后他就一个很简单的一个动作来阐释这个很深奥的这个道理。
Verse 36, he took a little child and had him stand among them.Taking him in his arms, and he said to them,
好，三十六节，于是领过一个小孩子来，叫他站在门徒中间，又抱起他来，对他们说，
Would you believe this is a miracle?
你们想不想起，其实这个动作就是一个奇迹呢？
He took a little child and had him stand among them, and then later take him in his arms.
他把一个小孩子引过来，站在门徒的中间，然后又把这个小孩子抱起来。
Have you ever tried this in our church? If that kid is not your kid?
各位，你们有没有在我们教会里尝试过做这样一个动作呢？如果那个小孩子不是你的孩子或者你的孙子，你有没有做过这样的一个举动？
Through these acts, we need to see there are three point that we need to bear in our heart.
所以从这个耶稣这个动作里面，我们必须要学到三样事情。
He took a little child.
领过一个小孩子来。
That means Jesus did as he pleased.
这就是说，主就是按他自己的旨意，按他的自己喜悦来做这个选择的这个动作。
He is pleased to select this one, or pick up that one, or he called upon this one. That is totally up to his pleasure.
哦，这完全是神的心意，神的神喜悦做选择哪一个人，喜悦拣选哪一个人，这完全是神他自己的旨意。
As he pleases or enjoys, he does it because he likes it, as he wishes.
然后他这样做是完全是因为他就是喜悦做这样的事情。
I remember there's a pop song say, "I like it, I like it, That is the tone that Jesus picked that kids, I like it."
如果这个动作可以配一个歌一个音乐的话，你们各位记不记得有个歌叫做 "I like it, I like it"， 我喜欢。如果你大概可以配上这段音乐了哈。
Amy and I went to a market shopping for fruits most of the time.
然后我太太 Amy 跟我们经常是一起到 market 里，市场里去买水果。
She loved to pick up the fruit with shining glow.
我 Amy 我太太她很喜欢挑那个就是看起来很光亮很润滑的那种水果。
Especially when we pick up our apples.
特别是选择苹果的时候
，But I like to pick up apples with sharp edge.
但是我挑苹果的跟它的不一样，我喜欢挑那个好像有那个边那个比较有尖有角的那种边的那种苹果。
So you know when I shop in Tucson, what kind of apple I will pick?
所以你知道当我在土桑市买苹果，你知道我会选什么的苹果吗
？I'll pick the one she pleased.
但是我选的是他喜欢的那种苹果。
But when I am in Irvine, what kind of apple I'll pick?
但我在这里的时候，太太不在的时候，你们可以知道我选哪样的苹果吗
？I like it,
我就会选到 I like it, 那种苹果。
As I please.
只要我高兴就好了。
Don't tell her, she is coming next week.
不要告诉她吧，下个礼拜她我这个本尊的我夫人就要来了。
The second issue here, or second point, is, and he, Jesus, had the little child stand among them.
第二样事情就是他叫这个小孩子站在门徒的中间。
At that moment, Jesus sat down, right?
我们知道这个时候耶稣是坐下来的。
And all the people around him actually stood up.
在他身边的人都是站着的。
And he asked this little one, this little child,You need to stand among all the adults.
然后他就跟这个小孩说：“你要站在这些所谓的这个大人中间里面。”
I told you this is a miracle.
我跟你讲了，这是一个奇迹耶。
Try after the service, you pick up any kids here.
你可以试试哈，这个崇拜完的话，你们去选一个小孩子，叫他。
Even you try to beg him or her.
你即使去求他。
Say stand among all of us.
跟他说：“哎，站在我们这些大人群里面中间哈。”
That is not a simple issue for a little one because when little ones among the adults standing, he felt everybody is giant.
我们知道对小孩子来说，这个不是一件容易的事哈。他站在这一群大人中间，他觉得每个人都是一个很大的树木一样哈，在森林里面一样。
Very few may notice that when I talk to little one.I always kneel down.
你们有没有注意到，当我跟小孩子讲话，我常常是，屈下身来的。
Because that make them feel more comfortable.
Yeah, 这样他们就觉得比较舒服。
But Jesus asked that little child, say, "You stand among all the giants here."
但是这个耶稣跟这个小孩说，你要站在这所有这么高大的这个大人里面。
So we can see the attitude for the ministry, the second point is you need to surrender with humility.
那我们这边讲的第一个重点就是你必须要以谦卑顺服的心 完全的能够顺服。
You need to surrender.
你必须要降服。
Jesus asks you to stand here or sit there. You just follow.
如果耶稣跟你说，你坐在那儿，你站在那儿，你就必须要能够顺服、降服。
You take this position or carry on that role. You need to surrender your will.
耶稣就说，你要做这件事情，你要做那件事情，你就必须要顺服。
We need to be obedient and humble.
我们必须要顺服，我们必须要有谦卑。
Pretty much that wherever, whenever, whatever, I will surrender myself.
就是何时何地，你都必须要能够顺服。
And as a little child to stand among the adults, that little one need to overcome all the weakness in that little child.
所以我们知道，一个小孩子能够站在一个大人里面，对这个小孩子说要克服很多他心里的有许多的障碍要克服的。
Need to overcome my own preference, my own character, my own habit.
就是我一切的我自己的一切习惯，然后我一切所喜欢的，或者是我一切我的性向，我都必须要克服。
To overcome my tradition, my culture.
要克服我的传统、我的文化背景等等。
Even my prejudice and obstacle.
甚至我的一些偏见、一些障碍的东西，我都要胜克服。
I remember when I was started to serve in the church.
我记得我刚刚开始在教会服事的时候。
I had a mentor. He is a tough one.
我有一位好像一个我的老师一样的一个人物哈，他很严的。
And he assigned me certain posts to serve.
他就是给我指派了一些东西，让我职位，让我去侍奉。
I was a beginner in the church, and I don't have any experience at all.
我那个时候只是一个刚刚开始侍奉，所以一点经验都没有。
And he assigned me to serve the youth.
他让我去做青少年的工作。
I don't have kids.
我自己本身没有孩子。
So I don't feel comfortable.
所以我就觉得好像很不自在哈。
But I have to stay there.
但是即使如此，我还是要做下去。
Whatever, whenever.
不管是什么，或者何时何地。
I just need to stick with that.
我就要站在那里，就要待在那里做。
I need to surrender myself.
我必须要把自己这个降服。
Now today I benefit from that training.
所以今天的话，我就因为那样一个经验，我现在就有很大的这个好处。
I guess. Maybe you need to ask our youth.
也许我必须要问一下我们的 youth， 认为我到底对他们来说有没有什么帮助啊
？Do we get along？
我们相处的还可以吗 ？Do we get along there？ You guys get along with pastor？
You can protest now。
Yeah， 你们现在可以抗议啊，可以举牌抗议啊。如果不是的话
，If you raise your hand， we will recognize。
举手就好，不用举牌。
Say I protest。
我抗议，我不同意。
Maybe you don't feel that you kind of fellowship with an almighty guy。
也许你们觉不觉得好像跟一个老先生在那边？
老思想，那老先生，
老先生， okay. 老思想哈，观念很老的一个人在那边沟通哈。
I believe my mind sometimes maybe even younger than yours.
我相信我的心态也许有时候会比你们还要年轻。
Believe me, because of that training.
就是因为过去那一段的训练。
It's not because I like it.
并不是因为我喜欢
But I want to.
而是我要去做。
This is I need to surrender myself.
就是我必须自己要完全的顺服。
And Lord made me believe that training was not enough.
那也许神看来这个训练还是不够的。
So he gave me two bosses.
然后他就给我有两个上面的上司。
in my engineering career.
哦，在我的工程做工程师的事业的时候。
The first boss, he was so strong-willed person.
哦，我这第一个大老板，他是一个很
意志力
很强、主观很强的一个人。
He's so strong that his boss demoted him.
哦，哇 ，OK。他一个人个性强到一个地步，他的大老板就因为这个原因把他降职。
And you know what happened? He sued that his boss in the court.
你知道什么事情发生了？他就把他的老板去告到这个法庭里去。
And he won the case.
哎，他还赢了。
Could you believe that person is my boss?
你们能不能相信这样的人是我的顶头上司
？Do I have any runaway way?To deal with that person.
我是不是可以有些迂回的路线来跟这个众人打交道呢
？I surrender myself.
我就完全的降服顺服。
I believe God assigned me to that post to take His training, but not my boss training.
所以我相信神让我在那个地处在那个地位中，是他要给我特别的训练。
After 2 years,
两年以后
，Lord, think this.Training is sufficient, so he took me off that training.
然后两年以后，神说：“好，够了，训练够了，你就把那个让我离开那样一个训练的场所。
”So Lord put me to another training.
神就把我换了一个地方，换到另外一个地方去训练。
And that is my boss became a lady.
好，我的老顶头上司换成一位女士。
She is even tougher.
好，她比前面那位男的还要更厉害。
She scolded at her boss in front of everybody.
她在大家的面前居然能够去责骂她自己的顶头上司。
And she used foul words in front of everyone.
然后她在大家的面前就用那些就是不雅的字来骂。
And she got suspension.
然后她就被这个被这个什么叫 suspension 被这个
停止
大概是这样的。
In the company policy, if you got 3 times suspension, that is equal termination.
哦，这个公司的这个政策就是，你如果被你停职3次的话，你就等于就要被
开除，
对，炒鱿鱼。
And she didn't give up. She tried the second time, and she got 2nd suspension.
哦，这个女的是不怕的哈，第二次又来了，然后又被停职第二次。
Then she noticed that she need to change to other department because too dangerous to work there.
她就知道大概是我要去换门户的时候了，因为在停在那个部门已经被人家警告2次了，就很有危险了。
So, Lord put me under her for the training.
所以神把我又放在她的底下做事来训练我。
I need to surrender myself.
我就需要真的是把我自己降服。
Of course, I continue to pray for my safety.
当然，我期间我一直在祷告，说为我的安全来做祷告。
Because Jesus can have him either stand among the people or wherever Jesus please.
Yeah, 因为神可以。选任何的人，照他自己心意，他喜悦的。
That little child surrendered himself to Jesus.
那我们看这个小孩子就完全能够顺服。
And that is the second point.
这就是我们要讲的第二个要点。
And the third one is taking the little child in his arms.
那第三样就是我们看到耶稣把这个小孩子抱起来。
In his 2 arms.
用他的两个手把这个小孩子抱起来。
You can try later after service. You try to hold a kid in your arms. What happened?
你们可以试试看哈。如果等一下你们去试试看，你们如果要两个手把这个小孩子紧紧抱起来，会是怎么样
？You'll find out a warm inside your arms.
你觉得里面好像很
warm,
会很热，是不是
？A warm.
哦哦，就好像一个虫在你的怀里面扭来扭去一样。
It's very slippery.
Yeah, 滑不溜溜的。
You cannot hold them in your arms for a while.
Okay, 你要把这个小孩子，这个滑不溜溜小孩子抱在你怀里的话，我想是抱不久的。
But this kid allowed Jesus to take him in his arms.
那这个小孩子乖乖的让耶稣就用两个手这样抱起来。
If we serve for the Lord, we also need to be always in His arms.
所以当我们在侍奉主的时候，我们就必须要能够忍受让主把我们抱起来。
That means under His authority.
也就是说，顺服在他的权柄之下。
Furthermore, under His control.
另外就是在他的管制之下。
This is just like that little kid.
这就是那个小孩子一样。
So there are three issues that we will look into.
所以我们有三样事情我们必须要学的哈。
The first one is as He pleased.
第一个就是按主的喜悦来拣选来指定。
And the second one is surrender with humility and obedient and humble.
第二样就是能够顺服谦卑胜过老我。
And the third one is under His authority.And control.
第三样就是在主的权柄跟管制之下。
In our church, there are different departments, and we provide opportunity to be trained.
我们教会有许多不同的侍奉的部门，也是给各位有一个能够被主训练的一个机会。
This is just for practice.
这只是一种训练。
After practice, then you may enter what we call ministry.
然后你经过这样的训练以后，你就能够进入侍奉中。
If you under certain department, you need to follow the instruction of the department head.
如果你说在某一个部门侍奉的话，你必须要能够听从这个部门这个主管的指示。
You can present your opinion or suggestion.
你可以提出你的意见等等。
But after your presentation, if the department head decided this is a direction we will follow, you need to surrender.
Okay, 如果当你们都已经提出你的意见，大家也都讨论以后，然后你这个部门的这个负责人觉得我们应该朝一个方向进行的话，你就必须要顺服，也许要必须放弃你自己的意见。
You need to respect.Whatever as he or she pleases.
然后你必须要能够尊重他自己这个人他的喜悦他的决定。
If the department head asks you to stay there, you stay there.
如果是这位负责人请你留在那边，在一个什么某一个地位的时候，你就必须要站在那个地方。
Or serve this role, then you serve that role.
如果是他请你来在这个事上来服侍的话，你就在这个工作岗位上服侍。
You don't go opposite direction.
你不应该不要这个背道而行，就是。
You don't criticize.
你也不要去在那边批评。
And don't be bystander.
然后也不要说因为批评或者事情不顺自己心，就变成一个身外人士。在外面观看
，then you will be able to learn the attitude for ministry.
然后这样你就能学到这个侍奉的一种态度。
And then you will grow spiritually.
这样你就在属灵上就能够有很大的成长。
In the church, people will say, "I like to serve this way. I like to serve this way because I feel this more comfortable, or I feel that I can contribute more." But this is not what Jesus said.
然后在教会里，我们有些人就会说：“哦，我觉得我在这边侍奉比较好，我这个比较合适，我觉得这样侍奉我比较顺。”但是这并不是耶稣要讲的。
You just practice the skill you learn from this world, but nothing to do with spiritual issue.
因为你这样的话，只是在
把世界的那一套东西技巧带到教会来，但是这个呢，对你的属灵没有一点点的帮助的。So, this is the right attitude. Even though at the day that I was ordered to serve the youth, I just follow, even though I don't like it, but I just surrender myself. Then I learn something that out beyond my comprehension. That is the Lord gave me the ministry.
所以就像当初我被命令说你要去做这个青少年工作，即使我觉得我自己非常不合适。 但是我还是就 最终还是顺服的，然后我所学到的就是超过我所想的。
So always think about this little child during your serving time in the ministry.
所以当你在教会服事之后，请各位就是想起这位小孩子。
You will always ask these three questions. Say, Jesus, do you please the way that I serve?
你经常会问这些问题，就说第一个就说主，你对我所侍奉的，我侍奉的，你是否觉得能够称心满意呢
？Do I surrender to you？
我有没有把自己降服在你面前呢
？Am I under your authority？
我有没有在你的权柄管制之下呢
？Because we need to move into that level, so we started from serving under.People.
因为我们必须要能够达到那样的一个阶层的话，我们就必须要先从服侍，世人开始。
在人的带领之下来服侍。If we serve under certain people and we get mature through that maybe not very ideal condition, but that grow our spiritual maturity.、Mm-hmm.
当我们在人的底下服侍的时候，顺服的时候，也许我们会遭遇很多不顺的事情，但是就是因为我们才能够有更大的长进。
And let's see the last verse 37.
我们看一下第三十七节。
Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me.
他说：“凡为我名接待一个像这样小孩子的，就是接待我；凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。”
Jesus never encouraged us.Say you invest and you don't need to ask what your reward.
耶稣从来没有跟我们讲说，哦，你投入这么多，你不需要，你就不要再问你会得到什么。这不是，主并没有阻止我们这样问。
There is a wrong teaching in the Christian circle saying we should not ask what should I get if I serve.
Oh, 我们好像有时候在这个基督教圈子里有一个好像我觉得是错误的这个教训，就是说我只要去做，不要问我能够得到什么。
Because they're going against our spiritual principle.
因为这是与我们属灵的这个本性是不相反的。
Remember last time when we talk about deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Him, but where we follow? We follow all the way to the glory.That is our reward. That is our goal. So we are aiming at that.
So, 记不记得我们前两个礼拜提到说要舍己背起我们十字架跟随神？那耶稣也告诉我们跟随到什么地方呢？就是跟随到神的荣耀那里去。
This is extremely practical.
是非常一个实际的。
And Jesus wants to tell us what the reward.
所以耶稣要告诉我们，我们的酬劳是在哪里
？He said this.Whoever welcomes this child, he follow everything as I please, and he surrender with humility, and he totally under my authority. This type of child.
耶稣告诉说，当你能够做成像这样一个小孩子，就是什么呢？就是能够爱主的，按照主的喜悦，主的指定，然后能够顺服谦卑。然后能够在主的权柄管制之下，像这样一个小孩子。
So what verse 37 told us is, if a person serve like this child, and anyone treat this person, or welcome or receive this person just like receive me, look, think about this child position. It's so highly regarded by Jesus.
所以事实上意思就是说，如果是哪一个人能够接待这样一个小孩子的话，就是怎么样，就是接待我，这是一个非常高的一个荣誉的一个位置。
But actually not stop here.
还不止如此。
You receive him, just receive who? We see whom?
The Father.
不但如此，你接待这个小孩子，不但就是像接待耶稣自己，还是像接待那个天父，那个差我来的。
If there is one like this child here, he is the who? He is the greatest, right? Because the Father welcomed him. Would that be the greatest?
如果我们中间有一个像这样一个小孩子，那他是不是就是真的是老大呢？因为神在神眼里，他就是为首的、为大的。
That's not difficult, right? This is a very clear path for us. Jesus wants us to be the greatest, to be the first, to the very last, the servant of all.
所以事实上，这并不是一个很难的，因为这是一个也是一个很实际的东西。就是说，当你要做首、做大的时候，你必须要怎么样？就是来做幕后的、做众人的用人。
Book of John, Gospel, chapter 12, 26, stated like this.
约翰福音第十二章二十六节。
That is, Jesus told his disciple again, "Whoever serve me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me."
这里耶稣再一次的告诉我们说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
This exactly that little child.
这个就是这个小孩子的一个写照。
You serve me, you need to follow me. That means you are totally follow my will and ask my please and under my authority.
所以说，你如果要服侍我的话，就当跟从我。也就是你照我所喜悦的，然后在我的权柄旨意之下。
Our heavenly Father will honor this person.
我们的天父就会尊重这样一个小孩子。
Think about it.
各位想一想。
The opportunity just at hand.
这个机会是 ahead 很多。
就在旁边、
机会就在旁边。
You can grab it.
你就是 就手伸得到的地方。
To serve as Jesus pleases.
然后就照主的喜悦来侍奉。
Always surrender with humility.
然后经常性的能够顺服谦卑，胜过你自己老我。
Under His authority.
而且是在主的权柄管制之下。
Father will honor you.
天父会尊重你。
Let's roll it back. Who is that little child?
我们再想一下，谁是那个小孩子？
Who is that little child? Can you imagine? Who is the little child?
谁是那个小孩子呢？
At the very beginning, Jesus told them, "The Son of Man will be betrayed in the hands of men." They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise.
所以，我们再回到前面的几个经节，耶稣这样讲说：“人子将要被交在人手中，他们要杀害他。被杀以后，三天他要复活。”
The Son of Man is going to be betrayed in the hands of men.
人子将要被交在人手里。
So actually, Jesus is prophesying, right? Say, I'm going to be betrayed in the hands of men.
所以耶稣自己预言自己说，我将要被交在人手里面。
So he knew what he's running into, right?
所以他完全明白自己下面是怎么一回事。
Then if we look into Isaiah 53, verse 10, that stated like, the Lord was pleased to crush him severely.
所以我们如果再回去看到以赛亚书五十三章第十节的话，就看到 主的心意就是要把他能够压伤。
We need to very focus on the Lord means the Father. The Father was pleased to crush Jesus severely.
所以看到就是这个耶和华主的心意就是要把他极度的压伤。
That means Father God is so pleased to crush Jesus severely.
所以我们看到，就是主的心意，主把 耶和华神的心意让耶稣能够压伤，是他很喜悦的一件事情。
Yeah, now the translation got to the point. Father was so pleased to crush his own begotten son severely.
所以这个神的心意就是把他这个独生子能够压伤的这么厉害，他就觉得很高兴。
Now you see who is that real child, right?
那我们现在就看到了谁是那个小孩子呢？
Because Father is pleased, as Father pleased. Father said, I'm so pleased, I want to crush you in the cross.
所以神就说，我喜悦把你压伤在这个十字架上。
Jesus said, yes, Father.
那耶稣的态度就是什么？就是，是的，父亲。
As you please.
照他的心意，照他的喜悦。
And Jesus said, "They will kill him."
然后耶稣又说，他们要伤害我。
Wherever Father told him to stay, he stays.
然后神要他待在什么地方，他就待在那儿。
Father said, "You need to stay on the cross."
神说，你要待在十字架上。
Just like that kid, you stand among the people.
就好像那个小孩子。你要站在这个 众人当中。
Jesus responds, yes, Father.
耶稣的回应就说，是的，父亲。
And then after 3 days, he will rise.
然后三天以后他要复活。
That means Father will raise him from the dead.
就是说父要把他从死里举起来。
He totally surrenders. That means it's up to you, Father.
然后耶稣自己完全的顺服，就说：“父啊，随你来，照你的旨意。”
So, Father raised him. That means I fully surrender to you. Now, Father is under your authority.
也就是说，完全的顺服在这个父的旨意、权柄下面。
So now we see the picture, right? Who is the real child?
所以我们现在看到这个图片了没有？这个小孩子是谁呢？
When Jesus illustrate.Actually, try to tell them that is me.
So, 事实上，耶稣在这里就是要告诉他们说，事实上，这个小孩子就是我。
And if you follow me, Father will honor you.
如果你跟随我的话，父就要尊重你。
What a reward!
多么大的赏赐啊！
Father respect you.
父神要尊敬你耶。尊重你。
Is there any trophy that we can get from this world?
我们这世上得到最大的奖牌会是什么？有着比会比这更大的吗？
Let us go to our Lord.
Okay, 我们来祷告。